John Carroll had to go on the run. He's a documentary photographer with the Henry County Report and the Alabama Justice Project. It's a new nonprofit in southern Alabama. He had to flee because some current and retired South Alabama officers gave him files which show that hundreds of black men are languishing in prison because of drugs and stolen guns planted by dirty cops.
Okay, this is what happened. You know, I live out in a very rural environment. Two guys I know show up with a trunk full of records from the police department. And once I look at them, I'm like, you know, holy cow, what are you trying to do? Get me killed? And they're like, you're our last hope. And I'm like, you're in bad shape. But once I started looking at the documents and I started really understanding what they said and talking to some people, my lawyer advised me that they were going to make an effort, the department and some of the former police chief, is to get me into court and to get an injunction that would allow them to seize the files and shut down our site.
Carroll took his dog and he took out across the country.
I bought an old film bag, like you used to have the little lead bags you go through the airports with, and I put my cell phones in there and wrapped them with aluminum foil where they couldn't ping my phone. And I headed to a safe place in British Columbia. I spent 2 months in British Columbia in Seattle. In Seattle, there's a little homeless camp called Nicholsville. And I'd set up my tent, stayed there, and walked to the public library. And, you know, I could have wireless access and I could spread everything out.
What Carroll uncovered was systematic corruption. Up to 15 white police officers, part of a neo-Confederate organization.
It's a subgroup of an organization called the Sons of Confederate Veterans. They would systematically go and target young black men of, you know, young men of color.
Carroll said most of the time the men brought up on charges had clean records.
They planted drugs, usually a combination of crack cocaine, powder cocaine, or marijuana, along with a pipe and weapons. And the way the law works in Alabama, even 3 misdemeanor drug charges trips a felony. So you could take a person with a clean record and suddenly they have felonies and they're serving time in prison.
The head of the Internal Affairs Department in Southern Alabama, Keith Gray, came to the conclusion that there may even be 1,000 or more of these cases of wrongly convicted black men in Alabama.
Because you got to remember, you had a dozen officers doing this. You have to go back and look at all of their arrests for the past, you know, several years.
Carroll and the Justice Project in Alabama are hoping the Southern Poverty Law Center and the Innocence Project in New York will get involved and help the wrongly convicted men now in prison. Carroll's report is posted at henrycountyreport.com. And thanks for this news tip from the Black Panther Party's Marlon X.